Welcome to David's Life and Observation with your host, David Welch. Today's episode circles around the power of independent media. And I'm not just talking journalists. I'm talking independent journalists and what's been going on in the First Amendment, Second Amendment community. Now, there is a huge, huge push, and I see channels popping up every day for this, where individuals are taking journalistic measures into their own hands, often calling themselves news agencies. You know, like News Now Patrick, News Now Houston. Individuals that take it upon themselves to go out in the community and put a giant camera on the powers that be. It's amazing. It's an amazing group of individuals who go out and put their necks on the line, literally, especially after one of the First Amendment auditors, Furry Potato, when she was shot in the leg. I mean, all she was doing was filming from a public space. The school lied and declared, and it was at a Jewish synagogue, which doubles as a school. The school lied, declaring that she was trying to break in, and then that the security officer shot her when she was trying to break in, but her live video proved otherwise. Now, yes, the security guard was eventually put in handcuffs and arrested for shooting her. The school, however, as far as I know, has not been penalized for filing a false report to law enforcement agency. That right there is an affront to the First Amendment. That, and they're trying to spin it as if she was a criminal. When the officers arrived on scene, LAPD West, I believe, they automatically cuffed her and had kid gloves for the security officer because given that situation, given the call that they received, and I totally understand this, is that she was trying to break in and she was being detained by the security officer after he shot her in the leg. Now, had she not had that video, we would have nothing to go on but their word. Thank God for cameras, right? For someone to get shot and be handcuffed immediately, demanded ID, not treated as a human being, not immediately rushed to the hospital because they had her lingering around for 30 plus minutes. I mean, that's insane. That an organization, just because the sheer fact that they're an organization in the community, has more credence than the person giving you the information after they've been shot. And you have eyewitnesses on the scene that had doubled down and said, hey, no, she was shot by this asshole from behind the fence and she was on public property. They more than willingly said, hey, this is what was going on. But did the officers care? No. They just said, we're going to do our investigation how we want to do our investigation, and that's the way it's going to be. So, I mean, that's just, unfortunately, based on the call, that's the knowledge they had running on, is that information. I mean, should they have taken information on the scene and assessed it better? Yeah, I mean, they should absolutely do their due diligence and have put handcuffs on the security officer just in case. And when they found out later, then they put handcuffs on him. It's just amazing that it had to get to the point where other people were flooding, were calling in such volume that they had no choice but to listen. But the First Amendment auditor community, with probably at least hundreds, if not 1,000 members already, and it's not like it's an organization you can just, you know, like there's a sign-up place for it. No, it's actual individuals who go out and put cameras on government entities, police, firemen, those who are getting paid by your tax dollars. And they do amazing work. I mean, it is absolutely amazing work that they're doing because, I mean, where is the oversight? There is no oversight. They end up being the oversight. For me, watching as a, you know, as a spectator sport, not just for the pure entertainment, but it was allowing me to critically think about, hey, this can't be all the government entities. This can't be every police station. Even in Florida, the big news agency, one of the bigger news agencies, went out and did their own investigation like these auditors do, and they were treated poorly, severely poorly. And they were like, holy shit, I can't believe this is happening in our own community, in our own backyard. And it happens in every backyard. And I'm just letting you know that that's just the way it goes. Every backyard has corrupt cops, corrupt judges, corrupt prosecutors. And the judges and the prosecutors save themselves because they've deemed it that you can't carry a camera inside the courtroom. I'm sorry, but if we're paying for that institution, if we're the ones that are, you know, supporting and paying their paychecks and spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to finance their bullshit, then we should be able to see on camera every fucking day in court. Every day. I don't care if it's a high profile case. I don't care if it's sensitive fucking items. We as the people should be able to request that video and see video of what happens in court, or at least hear, you know, audio recordings of what is said and how it is said in court. Because I'm telling you right now, if you guys were to get the recording of my court case and my situation, you would hear the judge threaten me, saying, oh, well, if you say one more word, I'm going to push this case out to August for trying to defend myself. I had the gall to ask what the state, what the basis was for the state to keep my kids in custody. Her response was, oh, it's a process, Judge Mabry. Oh, it's just a process, my process. Bitch, it's not your process, it's the people's process. And I hope you hear this one day. I really do. I hope you do hear this. I hope you click on a podcast and you're listening and you're like, wait a minute. This asshole's talking about me. And I've gotten inspiration from the First Amendment community. I really have. I've been protesting. I carry my GoPro on my person when I go. I film. I even had a counter protester. All those videos are going to be popping up soon on my YouTube. And it's cathartic to hold someone accountable. It really is. When you're holding people you pay money to accountable for their actions and you're calling every day to say, hey, you know, hey, this person fucked up, or you're filing complaints in droves, and you're like, you know, it's rewarding because it allows that system to work. The system is you, the people. The system is we, the people. The only way they're ever held accountable is if we create the issue of accountability. If we demand satisfaction, and we as the people who pay their fucking paychecks are allowed to do so. If not, we should be able to end their contract because they void their contract and their duty. So if the police, if your local police is not upholding the law, they violate their contract with the city and therefore should be forfeit. Pay the county, get more county deputies. If it's the deputies fucking up, fire the sheriff, bring in a whole new crew. You have the ability to impeach the sheriff. He is not above reproach. Neither are any judges or individual police officers. They're not above reproach. They may seem that way, but they're not. This goes back to my previous show. There needs to be an aggressive overhaul of the justice system. And you can call it whatever it is. It's not tyranny because we, the people, are allowed to do it. We give ourselves the permission to do it. It's not just a select group of people. It's we the people in mass. We are the ones that dictate the terms. We as citizens, we are the actual rulers of this cabal of crazy. You may not realize it, but our words matter.